are worthy,
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Bless the name
Hallelujah,
of Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Oh, God, we
Jesus.
worship you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
bless the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sister
Jesus.
Camille, can you just play that song, please?
Bless the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Worthy,
Jesus,
mighty
you are
God.
worthy.
You are worthy, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Glory. Hallelujah.
My work is easy because
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I He's
Hallelujah.
worthy.
It's
You're
worthy.
worthy of all. You're worthy of all.
You are worthy.
Can you hear it, Sister Tamaya?
Yes, Sister Camilla and Erin. Thank you.
They bow before the rock, and
Not
all elders cast their crowns before the Lamb of God and say, "You are worthy of it all." Yes, you are. Day and night, night and day, that incense aroma.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's the
Praise
name of
the name
the
of God, to hand over
Lord.
back to Sister Nadine. Let the incense of our praise and our worship tonight rise up to the heavens. Let us exalt the name of God. Let us not be spectators, mere spectators tonight, but that we will gain something, that we will lift up our hearts, that we will worship God. I don't think we came online to just sit around and just come to idle. We came to worship, so let us do what we came to do. We're on business for the King. Hallelujah. Sister Nadine, it's back over to you.
All righty. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Tamaya. God bless you. God bless you. I just encourage you that you continue to work for the Lord, continue to do what the Lord will have you to do. Praise the Lord. And as you go forth, go in the strength of the Lord, and we continue to praise the Lord together. To him be all the glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for availing yourself that the Lord will have used you tonight to do our devotional exercise for us. God bless you again, and you
Thank you,
continue
Sister
to work
Nadine.
for him. Praise
Thank
God. Well
you,
done.
Sister
Well
Nadine.
done. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
God
Bless the name of Jesus. So, brethren, tonight we are going to be getting ready for the word. But before we do, I just want to say welcome to us on the platform tonight. Welcome to our leaders. Welcome to our brethren. Welcome to our friends, saved and unsaved. We want to welcome you. Welcome for all
you.
those who are in the background of our different spaces and are hearing. Welcome.
You may not be paying direct attention, but you are hearing. Welcome. God bless you. And so tonight we just want to feel free in the presence of the Lord to lift up holy hands and to worship Him. We just want to feel free in the presence of the Lord, because the Word of God is saying in His presence there's liberty. We are in a liberty hall where we have this time where we can big up our God, where we can lift up and exalt our God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He's worthy, you know, brethren. My God, He's worthy. And as our moderator, devotional exercise person said tonight, that the little things that sometimes we think that God, just those little things He really care about, and He's there to guide us in whatever we are doing. Have we ever gone into our closet and we take time to say, what should I? And we pull on, and the Lord will have us choose the right thing. So the very little thing, He cares. He really do cares, and He understand. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So as we get ready for the word tonight, can we give a shout of praise in the house? Hallelujah. Can we worship the
Hallelujah.
Lord in the
Praise the
house?
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can we bless the Lord in the
Thank you,
house?
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Can we bless the Lord in the house?
Glory to
Hallelujah. Can
God.
we
Thank
bless
you,
the Lord in
Jesus.
the house?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He is worthy of praise,
Hallelujah.
brethren.
You
The week has been
are
rough. The
worthy,
day has
mighty
been
God, and
rough.
we bless
But
you.
tonight we are
Hallelujah. We
here.
lift
We are
you
going to
up.
praise Him. We are going to
Hallelujah.
worship Him. And
Hallelujah,
we are going to
Jesus.
bless His
Hallelujah,
holy
Jesus.
name.
Glory
Blessed
to
be
God.
the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
At this
Hallelujah.
time, I would ask Elder Edwards just to be praying for our speaker tonight before she comes in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Praise
Bless
the
the name of the Lord.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Let us,
Hallelujah.
brethren,
Maybe
hallelujah. You
bless
deserve
the name of
glory.
Jesus.
You deserve the glory, Almighty God. And so we bless your name tonight. Father, we thank you that we are in your presence. And as we are in your presence, Almighty God, let praises arise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you be glorified.
By
Thank you, oh God, that your presence is with us.
Jesus.
Mighty God, your word tells us that in your presence there is fullness of joy. My God. And so tonight, with joyful heart, we give you thanks for this opportunity that we can gather together to glorify you together, mighty God, and to be fed by your word. Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Father, tonight I place your woman servant before you, Spirit of the living God,
Even God,
all
hallelujah.
afresh on her. My
Thank you, Lord.
God, I pray
Thank
that you will rest your righteous right hand upon your chosen, the one who
you. Oh,
anointed and have appointed for this time. My God,
God.
even as you rest your hand upon her, may your anointing overtake her. Mighty
Jesus.
God, may your Holy Spirit fill her. Fresh
Jesus.
anointing fall on
Yes,
her.
Lord.
My
Jesus.
God,
Thank you,
tonight, Lord
Jesus.
God, as I lay her prostrate before you, I pray you will
Bring
breathe upon her. I
it
pray, Almighty God, that you
Jesus.
will calm every
God.
troubled nerve. My God,
Amen.
every spirit of fear,
Lord.
we
Jesus.
denounce in the
Amen.
name of Jesus, and
Hallelujah.
clothe this precious
Yes,
gem Lord. with the spirit of boldness. Hallelujah. Mighty God,
Hallelujah.
let your
Hallelujah.
fall on her. And even as she speak, God, she will speak with boldness. She will speak with clarity. She will speak, thus saith the Lord God Almighty. My
Amen.
God, and even as you use this vessel, God Almighty, I pray that some soul will begin to stir in you, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
I pray, Almighty God, that some spirit will be rekindled in the name of Jesus.
In the
Let
name of
your
Jesus.
word,
Oh
oh
God,
Lord,
hallelujah.
let it fall, Almighty God, and fresh soil, God,
Yes, Lord.
mighty God, to fertilize and to cause to come alive in you, mighty God. Your
In the name
people,
of
my God,
Jesus.
we pray tonight that as your speaker speak, that none will fall on barren soil. But God, even as they fall, we will receive it, mighty God, and we will apply it to our lives. Take charge, Almighty God. Take charge. Let your Holy Spirit fill the atmosphere even now as you
In the name
have
of Jesus.
anointed your woman
servant, God Almighty, and even as she come, may you clothe her, my God Almighty, in your presence, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. At this time, I will call to speak to us in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Is Sister Radiant, receive her, Radiant, receive her in the name of Jesus and in the care of the Holy Spirit. Sister Radiant,
hallelujah.
Over
Bless
to
the
you in
Lord.
Jesus'
Bless
name.
The Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord, everyone tonight. Hallelujah. Truly, God has been good. Can we just send up some praise unto God? Because truly, He is amazing. He's so awesome.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh God. Hallelujah.
He's so faithful.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
despite
Jesus.
All our shortcomings, despite our failure,
Lord,
God remains God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
He's worthy of our praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. As I was preparing to speak, I waited a couple weeks before I was, just kind of reading the scriptures to get a feel of what the Lord would want me to say tonight. And as I was preparing, I wasn't really hearing much, but probably two nights ago, the Lord woke me up at about 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and gave me one word.
Hallelujah.
And the word was return. That was the only word He gave me, return.
Return.
So tonight, the topic that I'll be using is return.
Return.
And the lesson text will be taken from Amos chapter 4. So I'm going to ask you to just grab your Bibles and turn to Amos chapter 4. And while you grab your Bibles, I'm going to ask Sister Camille to play a song for me. Sister Camille, you can play it halfway. You don't have to play the song in its entirety.
By a love I can't explain, and now you have me, and I'm forever changed. I've abandoned everything I've ever known. Now I surrender, my life is not my own. I belong.
Jesus.
I belong to you.
Jesus.
I belong to
you.
My own.
My life.
Thank you, Sister Camille. The song says, I've been captured by a love I can't explain. And now you have me, I'm forever changed. I've abandoned everything I've ever known. I surrender. My life is not my own. I belong to you. Hallelujah. That song is a reminder to all of us that we belong to the Lord. Our lives are not our own, but we belong to the Lord. And it's also reminding us to surrender to the Lord. If you haven't surrendered, surrender to the Lord. Because when you do that and you allow the Lord to be in control of your life, all your needs, whatever you want, all your cares, everything that you can think about will be taken care of. Everything the Lord will give you, will grant unto you. He will supply your needs according to his riches in glory. So don't fear and surrender to the Lord because you belong to him. So let us read from Amos chapter 4. Hallelujah. Hear this word, ye kin of Bashan, that are in the mountain of Samaria, which oppress the poor, which crush the needy, which say to their masters, bring and let us drink. The Lord God has sworn by his holiness that, lo, the days shall come upon you that he will take you away with hooks and your posterity with fish hooks. And he shall go out at the breaches, every cow at that which is before her. And he shall cast them into the palace, said the Lord. Come to Bethel and transgress. At Gilgal, multiply transgression. And bring your sacrifices every morning, and your tithes after 3 years. And offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven, and proclaim and publish the free offerings, for this liketh you, O ye children of Israel, said the Lord God. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and want of bread in all your places. Yet have he not returned unto me, said the Lord. And also I have withholden the rain from you when there were yet 3 months to the harvest, and I caused it to rain upon one city, and cause it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, and the piece whereupon it rained not withered. So two or three cities wandered unto one city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet have ye not returned unto me, said the Lord. I have smitten you with blasting and mildew, when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased, the palmer worm devoured them, yet have he not returned unto me, said the Lord. Hallelujah. I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. Your young men have I slain with the sword, and have taken away your horses. And I have made the stink of your camps to come up unto your nostrils, yet have he not returned unto me, said the Lord. I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and he were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning, yet have he not returned unto me, said the Lord. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel. And because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. For lo, he that formeth the mountains and createth the wind and declareth unto man what is his thought, that maketh the morning darkness and treadeth upon the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. This is the word of the Lord. We honor it by saying,
Thanks be to God.
Thank you,
Thanks be to God.
God. You guys are so silent tonight. I would love for you guys to unmute so I can hear you. I
Bless the
would love to
Lord.
hear you. Bless God. Can you do that for me?
Bless the
Amen.
Bless the
Bless
Lord.
the
Hallelujah.
Lord. In
the
the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Bless
Thank you.
the
Bless the
Lord. It's so
Lord.
much better. It's
really wonderful when I'm able to hear you.
Praise
I
God.
know that I'm not talking to myself, right? The chapter starts off by just rebuking the wealthy women of in Samaria who were oppressing the poor and giving into this lavish lifestyle. It says here, which oppress the poor, which crush the needy, and say to their masters, bring and let us drink. And in some texts, the masters here can refer to their husbands. Usually, it wasn't the norm for the wives to command the husbands. The wives were expected to submit to their husbands. The husbands were expected to call their wives when they need them, not the other way around. And if you look at it in the context of a slave and a master, the slave is expected to obey the master because he had paid for the slave. So he expects that the slave is going to do what is commanded, right? So the level of respect we're seeing here in the scripture for their masters, these women, they didn't have any respect anymore. The level of authority wasn't observed. There was no reverence.
My God,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so it is with our lives. We should be careful that we treat God as if we are his masters. Bring and let us drink. Hallelujah. That should never be the case because the God of heaven is the creator of the universe. He created us. And sometimes we may not be as blatant as these wives and say, bring and let us drink. But there are sometimes when we pray, we say, Lord, you said you will do this, and so I expect you to do this. Lord, you said that you will heal me. You said that you will provide for me. You said this and you said that. And of course, he said all of these things, but he also said, you should keep my commandments. You should obey me.
Oh God, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we can't be selective as it relates to this word. We can't be selective. We can't take half of it and follow that part and then leave the rest and forget about it. That's not how it works. It's all or nothing. It's either
Amen.
you obey
Amen.
all or
Bless the Lord.
you don't. And if you break one in a part of the scripture, it says if you break one, you're guilty of every single one of them.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so the level of respect, there was no respect at all. That is the first offense. No respect. So let's go on to see the other offenses. The Lord God had sworn by his holiness that lo, the day shall come upon you that he will take you away with hooks and your posterity. Posterity here means the future generation. So the things that we do, it only doesn't affect us, but it affects the generation that comes after us. When we are disobedient, it just don't affect the current generation, but it definitely affects the generation that come after us. So we have to be careful and we have to surrender to the will of God and to be obedient to the voice of the Lord. And he shall go out at the breaches, every cow at that which is before her. So they're referring to these women as the Bashan cow. That is not a compliment at all. And that's because of the lavish lifestyle they were living. They were fat and flourishing. And so they refer to them as cow, every cow at which is before her. And he shall cast them into the palace, said the Lord. Come to Bethel and transgress, and Gilgal multiply transgressions. Bethel, we know that Bethel is represents the house of God, a house of praise. And Gilgal was, I think, the first place that they settled after they came over the Jordan River. So these two places are very important places in the Bible and very significant to the children of Israel. But here Amos is kind of, jeering them in a way, and he's being ironic when he says this: come to Bethel and transgress, come to the house of the Lord and sin and worship your idols and offer thanksgiving and sacrifices to them. Offer that, right? Bring your sacrifices every morning and your tithes after 3 years. So he's ironically saying, yeah, man, come and do it. Calling them out on their idolatry that they have been involved in for so long. Skipping to verse 6. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities and want of bread in all your places. Yet he have not returned unto me. So the Lord had been, showing them a lot of signs, doing a lot of things in the camp, and his intent was for them to return. And we read that already from verse 6 to 11, and you might be wondering, it's like, boy, God kind of sound harsh, my deal with them kind of harsh stills, But it's not harsh when you think about all the things that the Lord has done for them. He brought them out
Oh
of
God.
Egypt. They were in
No.
oppression, oppression. And the Lord brought them out of Egypt. He rescued them. He provided for them. And they continued to complain and complain and complain. And the Lord still provided for them over and over again. And they still turned their backs on the Lord and worshiped false gods. Let me skip over to Psalm 106 very quickly. Very, very quickly, because I want to read a few scriptures about some of the things that the Israelites were doing. Psalm 106, reading from verse 7. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it dried up, so he led them through the depths as through the wilderness. They have never seen that before. They were there at the Red Sea wondering what we are going to do. There's a sea before us. There's the army behind us. What we are going to do? And the Lord allowed them to walk over on dry land after separating the Red Sea. What a wonderful God. But they didn't respect that. They soon forget. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated him and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Then believed they his word at that time. They sang his praises, but they soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. And he gave them their requests, but sent leanness into their soul. Skipping down to 19. They made a calf in Horeb and worshipped the molten image. Thus they changed their glory. Hear this one. Thus they changed their glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. They forgot
Oh,
God,
God.
their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt. What is an ox that eats grass compared to the wonderful, excellent God? After all the Lord did for them, because of sin, they were turned away. They served a molten image. What did the image do for them? Nothing. The image carried them from Egypt? No. Did the image part the Red Sea? No. They soon forgot after they worship God for bringing them over. They soon forgot. They forgot what the Lord had done for them. We often sing that song, Roll Back the Curtains of Memory. Now and again, remind me, dear Lord, of where you have brought me from and where I could have been. Remind me, Lord, because I don't want to ever forget what you have done for
Oh,
me.
Jesus.
I don't want to ever forget where you have brought me from because
Hallelujah.
I know that if it wasn't for you, God, I don't know where I would be.
Thank God.
Jesus.
I would be dead tonight. I could be in the hospital tonight. But
Oh
because of the
God,
grace of
Jesus.
God, the mercy of God, He kept me even when I didn't deserve it.
Amen.
I
So
got
sinful and dirty and messed up, and the Lord continued to just cover me.
my
Hallelujah. I don't want to ever forget. Look at the ox eating grass. You replace the glory of God for a molten image that has no power.
My God,
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
And we in
oh
our day and age, we
Jesus,
may not be the ones to bow down and worship an image or worship a calf or worship a car or worship a house. But once we put it before God, it becomes our idol.
Amen.
Amen.
It becomes an idol, however you want to put it, and say that, it's not an idol. I just love
It
it.
is.
No, as long as you put it
It
above God,
is
it's
what it is.
taking the
God.
place of God. It is an idol.
Oh God.
The same thing as they were
Hallelujah.
doing. It's an idol. Bless the Lord.
Jesus.
My God. Verse 21, we continue. They forgot God, their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. Skipping down to 24, yea, they despised the pleasant land. They believed not his word. So after he had brought them, I'm sorry, out of the Red Sea, they believed on him and they were praising and worshiping. But now in verse 24, it's saying they despised the pleasant land. They believed not his word, but murmured in their tents and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord. Verse 28, skipping over. They joined themselves also unto Baal Peor and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their inventions, and the plague break in upon them. 32, they angered him also at the water of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sakes, because they provoked his spirit, so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen and learned their ways. And they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the
My
blood
God.
of their sons and their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. Thus were they defiled with their own works and went a whoring with their own inventions. Hallelujah. So all of these things that they were doing after the Lord brought them out of Egypt and showed up for them like never before. All of this was what they were doing. And that is why in Amos chapter 4, let's skip over again. Amos chapter 4, when he was doing all of these things, when he was withholding the rain from them 3 months before the harvest, when he was smiting their young men, when he was overthrowing some of them as Sodom and Gomorrah, when he was doing all of this, smitten, I have smitten you with blasting and mildew when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased. You see, oh God, stay and wait until all of them increase, until they saw the fruits of their labor, and then he allowed them to be destroyed.
My God. Hallelujah.
All of these things that the Lord has been doing to them, right? It's not necessarily used because, you know, God is cruel and he hates them. But if after each of these texts it says, "Yet he have not returned unto me," said the Lord. So all of this that has been going on, it wasn't necessary to harm them or because he was cruel, but these were used to lead them back to God. It was his way of telling them, "Return unto me." It was his way of protecting them. He wanted them to come back to their first love and to steer them into the right path. That's what he was doing. And so there are certain things that will happen in your lives, and it's not necessarily to harm you. And it's not because God is an unjust judge. It's not that. But God is using these circumstances to steer you into the right direction, steer you into the path that he has laid for you.
Amen.
And if we could just see these situations or these things that we go through as God's protection, can we just see them as
Hallelujah.
God's
Amen.
protection? It's his way of protecting us, but too often we're not seeing it that way. We're saying, "God, why are you doing this to me? I don't deserve this."
Why me?
But all of this that we're going through is not necessary to harm us, but his way of protecting us and guiding us and leading us back on the path. You know, as for those who are parents, when the child is misbehaving, you know, usually you give them a little punishment, whether you take away the tablets or you send them to bed early, or however way you discipline your children. But it's not that you hate your children, but because you want the best for them and you want to guide them in a particular way.
Amen.
And so there's a time when you have to be, when you are the loving and the calm parent, but there is a time, man, when you have to be a
Hallelujah.
disciplinarian,
Yes.
when you have to take out the belt. Well, not necessarily use the belt, but you have to take out the belt, right? And show them, say, "Look here, what you're doing is wrong. What you're doing is wrong, and I'm trying to correct you. And I'm correcting you out of love."
Amen.
Right? We ask the Lord for many things, and we pray and we pray. And sometimes we don't receive it because it's God's way of actually protecting us. Children will ask and they will go as far as to cry. But because you know what is best for them, your answer is sometimes no. Or wait, no, because you know that it's not good for them. No, because it might look good. No. But later it won't. Wait, because you are not ready for it. The place that you are at right now is not convenient for you to receive it.
Amen.
And so as a parent, the Lord is our parent. And so sometimes he will tell us, no, I'm protecting you. You might want this, but I don't want this for you. I can see beyond what you're seeing now. So the answer is no. Or sometimes it's wait. You're not ready yet. We pray and we ask God for a stronger relationship with him. And we ask God, help me, Lord, to commit. Help me to surrender to you, Lord. Please help me. But when the trials and the tribulations come, we start wondering, God, what is happening? I will give you an example of this. I was in a relationship once, and everything was going good, in my eyes. I thought that everything, was going good, courting for marriage and, think that, everything is all right. But I felt empty and I wanted to move to another level in God. And so I prayed a prayer of surrender and I said, Lord, I want to surrender everything to you. I want to go to another level in you. I want my spiritual life to be stronger. I want a double portion. And very soon after, the person that I was talking to all of a sudden, start ghost me. And I was wondering, what is going on? Lord, I didn't pray for you to take the person away. That's not what I was asking for, God. I just want a closer relationship with you. Why are you taking away what I have? But the Lord was telling me that, look here, you see what you're asking me for? You cannot get it if you're holding on to these things.
Amen.
You can't get it.
Oh
You
God,
can't possibly
Jesus.
have a stronger relationship with me when you're focusing on that man. Instead of reading your word and spending time with me, you're spending time on the
Jesus.
phone with that person, though.
Mighty God.
You
Hallelujah.
don't have time to go to youth meeting, which is on Friday. God
Oh
forgive
God,
me.
what a
You
word,
don't have time to
Jesus.
go to youth meeting on Fridays, but you have time to go out on date with that person on Friday. That don't make sense. No, man, I have to take away this person because this person is becoming your idol. This thing is becoming your idol. And for you to reach where you ask me, or you ask me, I say you want, surrender to me and commit to me. And so I am helping you. This is my way of helping you by removing certain things from your life.
Oh, to
So
God.
he will remove the friends from your life that you thought you needed, but these friends are not needed to go to the next level. He will allow you to lose that job because you're saying that you can't find time because of the job to commit to him and to go to church and to be involved in church and to play a role in the kingdom of God. So he will allow you to lose that job. And it might sound unfair, but it's his way of protecting you and leading you closer to him. Hallelujah. So all of these things in Amos chapter 4 that he was doing, his intent was for them to return. Return. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to harm you. I'm just doing these things because I want you to return. That's all I want. The Lord is saying, I know how dangerous it is to be outside of my presence. And so I'm going to do everything I can to steer you back into my direction. I can see beyond what you see. I'm sorry, my son. I'm sorry, my daughter. It's not that I'm forcing you because you have a free will. I have given you a choice. Whether to serve me or not, whether to serve Baal or serve God, I've given you that choice. And it's not that I am forcing you to serve me, but because I love you and because I see the destruction ahead, I see the weeping and wailing and the gnashing of teeth that is coming, I see the destruction ahead. This is my way of protecting you. This is my way of keeping you in my presence. That's what I'm doing. I'm not harming you. I just want to keep you in my presence because this is the safest place for you to be. In my presence, there's fullness of joy. And at my right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. That's what the Lord
Hallelujah,
is saying.
Jesus.
So stay with me. Stay with me. I'm doing these things because I want you to return. We know that story of Jonah, popular story. Jonah was asked to complete a task and he decided, no, I'm not going to do this. And it took him being swallowed by a big fish for him to do what the Lord commanded him to do. And so the Lord will allow a fish to swallow you. He will allow circumstances to come upon you because he's trying to steer you into the will and the purpose that he has for your life. And trust me, when you actually realize where he's taking you, if you ever know where the Lord is taking you, you'd have just listened. You'd have just obeyed from the start, from the beginning. Some of the things that we should have received are being delayed because of our disobedience.
Jesus, I
He
thank
has been
you.
calling us for so long, and because we're delaying and delaying and delaying, the blessing, what he has in store for us, is being delayed as well.
Oh God, hallelujah.
My God, God, forgive me, Jesus. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for delaying. Hallelujah. It makes no sense. We try anything outside of the will of God because it will lead to failure in the end. So might as well you just do what the Lord tell you to do. Because everything that you do outside of him, the end result is failure. Hallelujah. God.
Jesus.
So in
Hallelujah.
verse 12, it continues to
Oh
say,
God,
therefore,
hallelujah.
thus will I do unto thee, O Israel. And because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Prepare to meet thy God, Brother Scott. Prepare to meet thy God, Sister Camille. Prepare to meet thy God,
Hallelujah.
Sister Nadine.
Jesus,
Prepare to meet
hallelujah.
thy God, Sister Chantel, Sister Chantal. Prepare to meet thy God. Which of the God are you going to meet? The God of mercy and compassion, or the God of wrath and fury?
Oh
Prepare
God.
to meet your God. And preparation begins with obedience, denying self completely, taking up your cross and following the Lord. You see that deny part? That's the problem that most of we have a problem with. That part we have a problem with denying and then taking up the cross and following the Lord. Everybody's willing to follow, but the deny part, we're not willing to deny. We're not willing to let go. And so the Lord will allow situations to cause us to let go so that we can deny, take up our cross, and follow him. In verse 13, for lo, he that formeth the mountains and createth the wind and declareth unto man what is his thoughts, that maketh the morning darkness and treadeth upon the high places of the earth. The Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. So we are reminded of who God is. Sometimes when we are being disobedient, our parents remind us who they are. They remind us who is in control, who has authority. And so now the scripture is reminding us God is the creator of the universe. He's the one that says, be still, and the winds and the waves obeyed him and were calm. He's the only one that could redeem us from our sins. The only one that give life and take it away within seconds. That's the glorious God that we are dealing with. That's the excellent God that we're dealing with. If we can't commit and surrender to the God that creates you and have the power to give you life and take it away, who else are you going to commit to? Think about it. Who else are you going to commit to if you can't commit to the Lord who has the power to take the very breath from you? Who else? God have mercy. Lord have mercy, God. Hallelujah. Have mercy on us, God. Hallelujah. Jesus. And so tonight the Lord is pleading with us to return. Return. Deny yourself. Take up the cross. Follow me. Return, children of God. It's time to return. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Jesus.
Bless the
Thank the
Lord.
Lord.
Bless the Lord. Can we
Jesus.
just go into a time
Bless
of
the Lord.
prayer for this time?
Hallelujah.
Even
Lord
before
Jesus, have
we go
mercy, God.
any to do anything, we're going to go into a time of prayer and repentance. We're going to go before the Lord because the word tonight is that we should return. Return. And some of us might be like, but I'm a Christian and I'm walking in the Lord. But if we're walking in disobedience, then we need to return. Hallelujah. And
Praise
so,
God.
oh, if you are led to unmute, if you want to mute, it doesn't matter. But let us go into a time of surrender. Hallelujah. Mighty God. And let us pray that prayer of repentance. We know the things that we have been engaging in. We know what the Holy Spirit has been speaking
Jesus.
about. We know the times when we have stepped out of line, and God is not condemning us tonight. He's just saying, my children, return. Hallelujah. So
Jesus.
as we go into prayer, let us put it all before God. Let us return to that heart of worship. Let us return to that throne room, mighty God. Let us return to spending time in the presence of the Lord. Let's not
Hallelujah.
idolize,
Oh,
hallelujah, the things of this world that so easily beset us. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Jesus! Hallelujah!
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah!
Thank you,
Jesus! Let us
Jesus.
pray. Let us
One.
pray. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hey, mighty God.
Jesus,
Jesus.
have
God,
your
I'm
way in this
going to
room, Lord.
play. Jesus. Going to
Have your way,
play.
Jesus, Spirit
Just
of the true
so
and
that
living
we are
God.
not,
Have your way.
in each other's prayer,
Have your way in this room,
but that
Lord.
we just find,
Mighty.
hallelujah,
Thank you, Jesus.
that space where we're comfortable to be
Lord.
open and
We
honest
thank you,
before God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you,
We have
Lord.
heard what he
Jesus.
has said,
Amen.
and we shall return in
My
Jesus'
God.
name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Mighty God.
Mercy, God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Just give me a moment. You can go ahead, and if you're listening.
Expand in any direction.
Mighty.
Thank you, Lord God.
Just to return, God. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus,
Jesus, Lord.
have your way, Spirit of the true and living God.
Hallelujah. Come here, Lord.
Have your way.
Tenderly,
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus is calling.
Hallelujah, mighty God, you are worthy tonight. Lord, you deserve the glory and the honor. You deserve, mighty God, all the praise.
You are worthy of it all, mighty God.
We ask that you forgive.
You are worthy, Jesus.
Keep us, mighty God, on the path of righteousness. Keep
us
cured, mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, forgive our disobedience, mighty God.
You are worthy,
our disobedience, mighty God.
Oh, God Almighty.
You are worthy,
God.
Return, mighty God.
You have made me adore you, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah. We have heard your word, my God.
The angels bow down before you, Lord.
Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. Oh, thank you for being merciful, my God.
Lord,
Jesus, help us to prepare to
God and
Lord, we don't want to meet the virgin of you that has judgment, Lord. We want to meet the virgin of you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that extend grace and mercy. Hallelujah,
Lord.
Help us, oh God, to redirect our ways.
God, from the highest mountain to the lowest valley.
All in you, to keep on the path that you are
from.
For us, mighty God, for keeping us, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you for reminding us, Lord, how dangerous it is to step outside of your presence, Lord.
For
keeping us, mighty God, within your presence tonight, Lord.
Give
us a heart of obedience. Help us to obey. God, sometimes it's so easy to say that we do not obey, but sometimes when you speak to us, Lord,
Yes, oh, oh walk in that obedience. But God, as you forget for sometimes, oh God, to walk in your obedience. Sometimes it's not easy.
And my will be lost in God, your
means that we have to stand out and defy God. The odds.
No, so it's
that the world is against you, Lord, in your obedience. God, help us to walk in your obedience tonight, mighty God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Remind us, God, of what you have done for us. May we never forget that we may always remain grateful. May we wear, oh God, a heart of gratefulness. May it become a part of our lives to be grateful. May you forgive us for the times when we complain. That we complain, God, and we worship the God. God Almighty,
Jesus, in my life,
Jesus, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let the fire of Almighty God
have wandered far away enough
and burn out, Lord God, everything that is unlike you.
God, I have returned. Receive
crystal clear face, Almighty God.
Mighty God,
a pure, mighty God. And you will not enter on this open up, Lord God, to receive you.
Never to
turn me inside out,
Lord God, Jesus, to your voice.
Turn me, oh God, I pray.
Your presence, any means necessary, Lord.
I surrender, Almighty God.
Thank you, mighty God, for your word.
On behalf of
Hallelujah, not my will, but
thank
your
you, Lord.
Will be done, mighty God.
Mighty God, thank you.
Everything
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Go by your mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I bless the holy name of Jesus. I have feasted tonight. My spirit is fed. I am ignited. Hallelujah. Mighty God, within me, hallelujah, is a new worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mighty God, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you, mighty God. Hallelujah. How about you tonight? Jesus. How about you tonight?
Thank you, Jesus.
Mighty God.
Bless the Lord.
Word. Amen. Jesus. Jesus.
Praise God.
What a word.
Amen.
Sometimes
Amen.
when we find ourselves in situations, my God, that we cannot understand what is happening. Sometimes it's God protecting us from the destruction that is ahead. My God. And he used that circumstance that seems to overcome us. He uses that to keep us within, oh God, his presence.
Thank you.
Mighty God. Hallelujah. The preacher spoke tonight and she says when we step, you know, God keeps us there because he knows and he understands how dangerous it is for us to step outside of his presence. And so some of us, we are fighting and we are saying, why am I at this place? Why can't I move? Why am I overwhelmed? Why is this happening? Where is God in all of this? But he is there. Some of us, he's sitting on us because the moment he releases us, we are headed for destruction and we don't even know it. Mighty God. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord for this word tonight. Jesus, return, mighty God. And it's not just for those who are unsaved. It's for all of us. We have all fallen short. We have all been disobedient at times. We have all put things above Jesus sometimes, scrolling on Facebook when it's prayer time or Instagram. Hallelujah, talking on the phone.
interacting with persons, even if it is godly conversations. My God, when God is saying, I am ready, come and pray, mighty God, hallelujah, Jesus. Tonight is the night that we have repented and we have put down certain things, hallelujah. May our spirits become sensitive tonight to the Holy Spirit, that when we decide to step out of line, he hooks us and pulls us in, mighty God. In the name of Jesus Christ, hook us and pull us in like a fish, like the word of God says. Mighty God, hallelujah. And so tonight, we want to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. I want to bless the Lord for the word. I want to bless the Lord for you, Sister Radian. And I thank you so much for allowing the Holy Spirit of God to speak through you, to minister to you, through you tonight. I glorify God on your behalf. And I pray that the hearts of God's people will receive that word, mighty God, and will return to Jesus. As you have prayed, the prayer of repentance is not repentance if we go back and be a part, you know, engage in the act again. Mighty God, it's not repentance. It is repentance when we have turned. And when we have turned, we will return to Jesus. And that's when it becomes repentance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. We're going to just lift up the woman of God tonight in prayer, Sister Radian. Thank you so much, Sister Tamoya, for leading us into devotion, for setting the pace. My God. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord for each of you, for Sister Radian and Sister Tamoya. I pray that, you know, you will continue to open up your spirits to God, and may he continue to use you according to his glory. In Jesus' name. So as we get ready to pray, we're going to include Sister Tamoya and Sister Radian tonight as we pray. Do we have any requests that we want to place on the altar as we all go into a time of prayer? Mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Good night. I'm requesting prayer for my daughter. She will be doing a surgery on her mouth next week, Friday. And I am also requesting, I'm Sister Carrie.
Yes.
I am also requesting prayer for my siblings, my brothers and sisters, and for a family plot that my mom left, and there kind of some discrepancy. So, you know, I'm just asking for prayer so God can have his own way. Because we all know that when it comes to land and stuff like that, mm-hmm. it brings death. And at this point, we are for peace. So we just want God to take control of everything. And the last answers we left up to Jesus Christ. So I'm asking for prayer requests for that.
Amen.
Also, thank you.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Anybody else? I see that.
Your sister Camille. Her for Pastor Anderson, late Pastor Anderson's wife, Navlin Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
That the Lord will just take her through her this time that she's going through. For the past 2 years, she has been losing loved ones, and it reaches double figures. 2 years. Mm-hmm. And it's been a lot. 6 months ago, she lost her husband, and now she lost a sibling, and she's not well. She'll be in and out of the hospital. So I'm just requesting prayer for her tonight. God bless you.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Mighty God. All right, I see that, Sister Kenesha. Bless the Lord. Anybody else? All right.
Sister Camille, I am currently in the hospital asking for prayer for myself. Thank you.
Repeat that, Sister Tiffany. You're in the hospital?
Yes, I am. So I'm asking for a prayer.
Definitely, sis. Praise God. All right. Bless the Lord. And I'm going to ask, I'm putting the request in the chat so that as we pray, we can look and you pray in that regard. And also the prayer portal to heaven ministries and all the connecting ministries. We want to include that in our prayer. Ministries International. All right. I invite each of us to go ahead and we're going to pray. Let us include Sister Regan and Sister Tamoya as we pray. Bless the Lord. Let us unmute and pray, people of God. Divine God and Father, Lord, we come
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise thank you, Jesus.
Of thanksgiving. Praise the Lord.
Lord, we thank you tonight
oh
for
God.
You.
Oh God.
We thank you, Lord
oh
Jesus,
God.
For
worship you, mighty God. We praise you, Lord God. We thank you for your visitation. We thank you, Lord God, for coming through for us. Hallelujah. And this platform, one more time. Hallelujah. Heaven came down and glory filled. I thank you, Lord God, that you didn't spare yourself from us, but you showed up, Lord. At the point where we needed you most, at the crossroads where we are, Lord, you show yourself strong. I thank you, mighty God, that you didn't leave us, nor did you forsake us, but you showed up, mighty God, right at the point. Yes, mighty God, yes, Lord, to give us strength, to give us another push, to give us, mighty God, another way. Set out
the
Holy Spirit that Lord God we shall meet up with
Lord as you would have spoken your word. I pray tonight that you will continue Lord Jesus Christ to show up and reveal yourself to her on a new level in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for your spirit of any backlash, any rise that may fall upon your daughter in the name of Jesus. I pray, Almighty God, that you will continue to push her mightily, mighty God, for you will glory with the anointing that you have and you begin to increase so that you will be glorified all the more in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray tonight in Jesus' name for Sister Tamoya, who would have led us into the ocean. I pray for the fresh anointing for your daughter. I pray for all glory over her. I pray that you will
Bringing her not only seek
you, Lord God, and my spirit.
Tonight,
in the name of Jesus,
Be that doctor,
yes,
be
Lord.
That medical personnel, mighty God, show up,
oh,
Almighty
God. Oh,
God.
God.
Let them see you, God Almighty.
Thank you, Jesus.
As a person in that room, working wonders,
yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, mighty God. Reminder, God, just to hold on to your hands and to seek your face, because you, Almighty God, is the healing, Jesus.
Thank
take God, Almighty God,
God
as I surrender her into your hands. My God,
hallelujah.
Thank you for your awesome presence that has been with us. Your Holy Spirit, my God Almighty, that speaks to your servant tonight. Jesus, reminding us that your coming is at hand and that the signs are everywhere. My God Almighty, also reminding us that we should return unto
Jesus.
God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Want to make it on that
thank
great
you, Jesus.
Morning. My God Almighty, we
hallelujah.
Are help us to heed. Oh God Almighty, remove the
yes,
spirit of
Lord.
Disobedience from among us and help
yes,
us, God,
Lord.
To surrender to your call
yes, yes,
in
thank
the
you,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Surrender, people of God. It's a
hallelujah.
Time of surrender. It's a time
yes,
of surrender.
Yes,
my God Almighty, because
hallelujah.
Of disobedience, we have lost out of so many things. We have been
Jesus.
So depressed. We have been so depressed.
Jesus.
My God Almighty. God Almighty, you continue
oh,
to speak to us to be obedient.
Yes,
because
Lord.
Of disobedience, so many things have
thank
been taken
you,
away from us. My God, you said in your word in Jeremiah chapter 9 that because of our disobedience,
oh,
the land which was meant to feed us and
Jesus.
Make us fat,
Jesus.
We are now slaves. We have become
oh,
slaves
oh,
because
God.
Of our disobedience.
Oh,
and so, Lord, tonight, I pray
Jesus.
That you will breathe upon this platform, your
oh,
God Almighty, your
God.
Breath of
Jesus
obedience.
Christ.
My God, take charge, take control as we surrender it all unto
Jesus.
You and we call it done
hallelujah.
For your glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we just seal those prayers with just a shout of praise. Just a hallelujah.
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 Thank
you,
Jesus.
Worthy is the name, mighty God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. What a time in the presence of the Lord tonight, saints of God. I bless God. I bless God for his presence tonight, his somber presence, my God. See, the Holy Spirit is so diverse. Sometimes he shows up with fire, you know, with a mighty rushing wind. And sometimes he's that still small voice. Hallelujah. Mighty God. And tonight he showed up. The anointing,
praise
the presence of the Lord. There's no doubt that he came, mighty God. And so we exalt the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And as we are
amen.
Getting ready to go, mighty God, is there any person tonight you have come on, you're not a Christian, you have heard the word when Jesus is saying return, hallelujah, and you have made that decision, I want to serve you, Lord. I am willing, I am ready to surrender to your Lordship. Mighty God, do we have such a one tonight? Hallelujah. Is there any among us? The time is now. The word from the person tonight was that the coming of the Lord, the person that the devotion said, Tamaya, the coming of the Lord is at hand. The signs are everywhere. Mighty God. Sister Radiant came. The word the Lord gave her, return. Is there any backslider who wants to make that decision to resurrender their lives unto the Lord? The time is now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are such a one tonight, please let us know. Indicate in the chat. Open your microphone and tell us however you choose to do it. Hallelujah. But if you are that person, don't leave tonight without indicating to us. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Indeed, Elder, God has spoken. And so we stand in agreement and we say, Amen.
Praise God.
The Lord.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, saints. And so I want to open the floor one more time for an opportunity for any person who wants to share a testimony. Any testimonies online tonight? Did somebody just unmute? Okay. Is there anyone who wants a testimony? Quiet, sister.
Good night.
God bless you.
God bless you, sister. Good night, everybody. Good night. I just want to give God thanks. I just want to give God praise. Good night, he's worthy to be praised, and all honor and glory to him. You know, even though he's 4 days late, he's still on time. Last year, December, I sent in my passport to the consulate. And let me tell you, brethren, in March, when I was expecting it to come, when I keep calling the consulate, I'm not getting through. And then when I finally got through, they are telling me that all different things happen. You know, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to do that. And I'm saying, I was so exhausted, I was so stressed. But I held on to God. And I hear the words keep saying, the plans that I have for you is not to fail, but for you to prosper. I am your shield and I am your butler. Just like the three Hebrew boys, I will be there with you. And, you know, so when anxiety come up, you know, I keep holding on to the word. And let me tell you something. Praise God, brothers and sisters. 7 months after I received my passport,
hallelujah.
I said,
hallelujah.
All glory and
God
hallelujah. Almighty
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And you,
thank you, Jesus.
You know, within that time, I can see that God held on to that passport, because if I had gotten the passport, I would have done certain things that it wasn't of his will. And so therefore, because it was late, but it was right on time, I am going through the process. To God be the glory and all honor and glory to him. Listen to me, brethren. When it is late, every disappointment is an appointment for open door. And God's timing is the right timing. Have a blessed night, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. To God be the glory, Sister Alicia. Hallelujah. We celebrate with you. We big up Jesus every time. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And as we get ready to go, is there another testimony before we close off? Bless the Lord. Praise God. And so as we get ready to close tonight, I want to thank each of you for coming out. It was good having you on. God bless you, Sister Nicolie. I just want to tell you that it is well, that God is with you, and it is well. Amen. God bless you, Sister Nicolie. God bless you, people of God. As you go, I invite you to greet somebody. Hallelujah, as you go, in Jesus' name.
God bless you, everybody. Good night. Bless you, Brother King. Bless you, Sister Shan. Brother Scott. Bless you, Sister Radian. God bless you. What a word. Praise God. To God be the glory.
Bless you, Sister.